And then I can just connect in because you're sat next here to Paul. Please introduce yourself, Paul.
Yes, I'm Paul Odurogola.
Uh-huh. And what's your connection to Sector 39? How did you come into permaculture? Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I just connected to Sector 39 through Facebook, where I get connected to Steve John. By the time Steve John advertised that he's going to do first PDC in Uganda 2016, so I speak to him if he can get me a free scholarship, and I'm very happy he did accept to provide a free scholarship. I attend training 2016. Then it is a very wonderful training, 2 weeks training.
Yeah.
I gain a lot. Then after that, I go back home. I start implementing.
Tell us a little bit the story about when you got back home, because I really enjoyed this story. So, because everyone in your village was asking, what did you learn? What was it?
Yes, when I go back home 2016, May, I just call the young people like me, because by that time I was something like 28 years, mm-hmm. 38 years.
Yes.
So I call people of my same age.
Mm-hmm.
I share with them what I learned in Uganda. First, I share with them how beautiful the country is, how people love each other, and how things is good there.
Mm-hmm.
So I share with them what I've learned for the first 2 weeks. They really very keen to listen for me what I'm share with them. I just share with them the importance of permaculture, what permaculture means. Then I told them, let us start with just a little program. We start with planting 15 bananas, because during the time we are in the course, we used to eat what we call matoke.
Yes.
So that thing called matoke inspired me, so that I want to start I want to share with our family to start cooking matoke.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to cook matoke, I need to plant.
You need to grow it.
Yeah, to grow banana. So I start with 15 banana.
Mm-hmm.
I call young people to come and help me doing this work. We call also our area chief. I share with him, and he also encouraging me keep on the work and share with the young people. After that, we call our area councillor, that is a government employee.
Mm-hmm.
That now I'm already trained person, and we have a vision to have a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point, we work as a team with the young people. We do some savings, small saving. In a week, we go 3 times so that we save some little money.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 2 months, we have something like 20,000.
Yeah.
We go to our area councillor. We just told him that we want you to support us. We want to have a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked us how much we have in place. We told him that we have 20,000 shillings.
Mm-hmm.
And he accepted that I'm going to contribute the remaining amount, because the greenhouse costs 130,000.
Wow.
So he has given us 110,000.
Wow. And from that, now you start
the
Permo Africa Training Center.
Yes. So from that point, after constructing the greenhouse, we do the plantings of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And me, as a trained permaculture student, I've been doing research.
Yes.
Through internet on how we can do some farming, how some techniques. So from that point, I come up with an idea how to do crowdfunding, because during our time of training, Steve told us, teach us some techniques how you can do online crowdfunding. So we did online crowdfunding for the construction of our training house.
Yes.
We end up, we get $9,000.
Way.
Then we construct the house. And I'm very happy. Even Steve saw the house, and also train people inside our house. Mm. So from that point, our people start showing interest about permaculture. We train them, we call them. You know, we are not training large
and then
people.
And then in 2017,
yes,
we did another PDC,
yes,
community, and you came back, and this, yes, time you bring people with you from your community?
Yes, I bring three people. One from Migori County,
mm-hmm,
two from Homa Bay County.
Okay.
So,
and then they are becoming trainers.
Yes, with them they also come a trainer of this. So permaculture is now expanding. So 2018, mm-hmm, I also bring another three
people, yeah,
from different villages, different, mm-hmm, counties.
And what's so important? I'm going to just interrupt you because it's such a great story.
Yes.
But I want to keep it short.
Yeah.
Is because the way that you have spread that word and you've built this sort of network in your own community is what's inspired us at Sector,
yes,
30 now to develop a permaculture academy,
yes,
where we can share this experience and start training centers in other new communities. So with you, Nanda.